From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Florida's private space industry hit a milestone last week with the first successful relaunch and relanding of a rocket that went into orbit. The accomplishment by the company SpaceX promises to lead the way to cheaper space travel. Today, we'll talk with the public for-profit state agency Space Florida about how they are growing interest and investment in Florida's space industry. And we'll talk with a reporter covering the growing number of companies, jobs, and services in our state centered around sending rockets, satellites, and soon people into space. Plus, the Harry Chapin Food Bank got some surprising news about how its funding will be shifted by the state of Florida. According to the president and CEO of the Harry Chapin Food Bank, almost 2,300 people will be cut out of a federal funding program, leaving the elderly poor in Lee, Charlotte, and Collier counties with significantly less access to healthy food. We'll find out where the money's being redirected and what's next for these needy seniors. But first, the news. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. It's a federal program that sends one box of food a month to people over 60 who otherwise face food insecurity. It's called the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, or CSFP. Those federal dollars, 236 million of them, are sent to states where it is then distributed to local organizations who then distribute the non-perishable food to seniors' doors. In Florida, that's overseen by the Bureau of Food Distribution, which is part of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. That agency decided to change things this year, effectively cutting off Lee, Collier, and Charlotte counties from the CSFP program, which have about 2,300 seniors who rely on the program every month. The umbrella organization that helped launch this program only a couple of years ago is the Harry Chapin Food Bank of Southwest Florida, which distributes food to a number of local providers. The president and CEO of that organization, Richard LeBur, has been writing and calling Tallahassee for the past few weeks, trying to get the Bureau to change its current course. He's here with us now in the studio today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Julie. Happy to be here.
Also with us today is Ashley Jones with the Salvation Army. She sees the people at the end of this trail of funding and distribution, the seniors who receive the monthly boxes of food. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Julie, for having us.
Also from the end distribution angle, we have Terry LeMain from Bonita Springs Assistance Office. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
2,300 seniors in Lee, Charlotte, and Collier counties are losing access to a federal food program. What are your thoughts? 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCO. So, Richard LeBur, you've run the Harry Chapin Food Bank for how long here?
I've been here about a year.
Okay. So you weren't here when this program first started. That was 2 years ago, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it took off almost immediately, though. What do you credit for the success of this program? And can you explain a little bit more? I kind of got an overview, but how does this work?
Sure. So there are seniors in the program. They are all qualified based on low income to participate in the program. And then each one of the seniors that participates gets delivered to them a lot of food, about 30 pounds of food. We deliver it in two big grocery bags. To each one of those seniors, hand it to them literally about once a month at some location around Southwest Florida. And that, as you might imagine, is a lot of work to set up. It involves packing all the bags because each one of those bags has a nutritionally balanced menu in it. So it'll have fruit and juice and bread and milk and vegetables and cheese.
Oh, it has perishables too.
And it has perishables. And so we have to build that bag, and then we have to ship those bags to 40 distribution sites, and then we have to get the seniors in. They have to know, you know, when they're supposed to be there. And we get graded on distributing 100% of those bags. So I credit our ability to do that to just some terrific staff work on the part of the staff at the food bank and a whole lot of work on the part of our partner agencies like Ashley and Terry.
Mm-hmm. So we reached out to Herman McBride, the chief of the Bureau of Food Distribution Division for the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. He did confirm that the cuts are coming to Southwest Florida, but said further comment would have to come from the communications department at the state agriculture offices. We reached out to several people at that office for more information on the changes to the CSFP program, a lot of letters there. But our messages and requests for comment were not returned. So, Richard LeBur, what rationale has the Department of Agriculture given to you for these cuts in Lee, Charlotte, and Collier?
Well, so what's happening in Florida this year is actually that they got a large increase in the number of authorized seniors across the state based on our work over the last 2 years setting this up as a pilot site here in Southwest Florida. And faced with that, then they had to make a decision about which counties in Florida were going to get the food under this program. And they created what they call a distribution model. I suspect it's a computer model of some kind. And that computer model, as it's been explained to me, told them that Lee, Charlotte, and Collier counties no longer made the cut. We're not the top priority for distribution. And therefore, they decided to stop distributing to seniors in three counties here in Southwest Florida.
That just seems kind of abrupt and extreme. Were you surprised?
We were surprised. I first got kind of informal word about this about 3 weeks ago in a phone call. We got official notification on Friday last week that this was coming. We were stunned. We think we did a pretty good job of getting this up and running, and it's very successful and very popular program here in Southwest Florida. No one has suggested we did anything out of the ordinary. We knew that Florida was asking for a large increase in funding, and we'd heard that they got it. And so we naturally assumed that, if anything, we'd be getting an increase in the number of cases, not a reduction.
So they notified you on Friday of last – so Friday of last – just a few days ago. And you're supposed to put in the April boxes that go out notifications for the seniors that this program is going to be ending.
That's correct. I have notifications right in front of me.
Oh, yeah. And so that's going to end on June 30th.
Correct.
All right. So what happens to the people that are looking forward to this monthly box every month? I mean, it's just
gone. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we're talking about seniors with serious low, very low incomes. Many of them have medical problems, mobility problems, transportation problems, food access problems. And we're telling them that they're not going to get 30 pounds of food that they've gotten used to over the last 2 years because we've made a decision that we're not going to distribute this program in these counties anymore.
Well, you haven't made that decision, but the state
did. No, because the state made that decision, correct.
So Terry LeMain with the Bonita Springs Assistance Office, you see these people. Who are the people that are depending on this?
These are real people in our community. We currently have 44 seniors who deeply rely on this package of food.
And this is just your organization is 44 seniors, right?
Yes, our organization. We've been involved with it since May of 2015, so we've been involved for 2 years. We have seniors that are married couples that without this food, they would not have any food on their refrigerator nor in their cupboards. And that is a true statement.
So who can you give me paint for me a picture of this person? They're, 70, 80? I mean, what's the average? And then what is their economic situation and the family situation? What kind of support system do they have? I mean, this is not everybody. I mean, just kind of a general.
That is a very good question. I reviewed our files late last evening. We have 4 individuals in our program that are at the age of 92. We have 88-year-old gentlemen. Most of them are single people that have no other family member around them. They are not capable of getting to the grocery store. They know our agency is a safe place to come. And then you have the faces of the caregiver, who is a 40-year-old hardworking daughter of an 89-year-old parent, who without this food, she might not be able to go food shopping with the limited resources. $900 a month is the average income that our clients make, and they have to make real decisions about, do I buy my medication or do I buy food? And when this program came to us in May of 2015, I saw the relief on numerous faces. Wow, I can tell my doctor I can get my prescription filled now because I know I'm coming to an agency who's going to give me this nutritious monthly food that is deeply needed in my household.
It's kind of a staggering impact that it's going to have on the individuals. But I wanted to ask Ashley Jones with the Salvation of Collier. Do you think that there's a misperception sometimes about this region, Collier County in particular, about the people? There aren't any people in need here?
Oh, absolutely. Naples is one of the most beautiful communities in this area. And I think, unfortunately, the people get the perception that there's not a need there. I can tell you residents in Golden Gate live in a food desert. Majority grocery chains remain outside this largely walking community. So many families rely on smaller local and ethnic food stores, which typically mark up cost and carry fewer fresh produce items.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of processed stuff usually at a lot of these smaller
places. And to build on what Richard mentioned earlier is for those seniors that are unable to come to the distribution, I have the best job ever that I get to actually go to their homes and deliver food.
What do you see when you go there?
Oh, my goodness. It's a variety of things. For one, when we go into the impoverished neighborhoods, some of the seniors actually have their windows nailed shut. So as you can imagine, when the temperature temperatures are increasing like they are and it's very, very hot, they're having to run their air conditioners longer. That's going to mean higher electric cost. So all this coupled with the cost of – I mean coupled with the reduction in the food stamp benefits, most seniors receive about $16 a month. This truly could be a life-saving program for some seniors.
I didn't even think about the time of year too. It's getting into air conditioning season.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually today,
yes,
the high is 91, so it's already up there.
Yep.
So Richard Lebrun with Harry Chapin, part of this redistribution is going to take much of the pulled funding and it's going to put it in Glades and Hendry counties where poverty levels are higher. But do these areas have that population density to warrant the funding moving like that?
No. And so first of all, in general across Southwest Florida, the total number of cases, even including Hendry and Glades, has been cut almost in half. So some of this money is getting reallocated to Hendry and Glades, but more than that is getting reallocated out of Southwest Florida elsewhere in the state of Florida. Who knows where. Hendry and Glades counties have plenty of people who need help, but they're small counties by population, and the population is thin on the ground. We currently have about 300 seniors participating in the CSFP program in Hendry and Glades, and we do that through four agency locations that help us with the distributions. What the Florida Department is asking us to do and do very quickly is get from 300 cases to 1,400 cases across Hendry and Glades County. 1,400 cases is more cases than we currently distribute in Lee County. So the challenge in getting from where we are to there in two very rural counties with sparse populations, we're concerned about.
And so the state distributes the money, but then the federal government through the USDA comes in to check and make sure that the states are compliant. And they do that in July, which is right after these changes are to take effect on June 30th.
That's correct.
So you're going to need to jump from 296 to 1,450 in an area that doesn't have a lot in the way of existing points of distribution either.
Correct.
So is that going to result in a funding cut if the USDA looks at it and says you're not doing – what you're not using all the money that you're supposed to use,
oh,
or you're
my
not
goodness.
Getting all these people?
Oh, my goodness. I certainly hope we don't find ourselves in that spot. But, you know, if that were to come to pass, the minimum standard from the federal government for this program is that 95% of the bags have to be distributed every single month. That's a challenge, as Terry and Ashley will tell you. It's a challenge even in highly populated areas where we have lots of distribution sites. And if they don't hit the 95%, then the federal government has, and they have done in other places in the country, they will come back and cut the allocation for that area based on us not hitting our targets.
And say, yeah, well, you're not getting something to 1,450 people. Maybe you just need 900 allocations.
That's right.
And then you'd end up losing out on the funding. It's kind of setting up to fail a little bit there.
Well, I hope not.
I mean,
yes.
It's kind of making it a definitely a challenge.
It's certainly a hurdle.
We're talking about a federal food assistance program for seniors that's being cut in Collier, Lee, and Charlotte counties with President and CEO of Harry Chapin Food Bank in Southwest Florida, Richard Lebrun. We're also talking with Ashley Jones with the Salvation Army of Collier and with Terry Lemain from the Bonita Springs Assistance Office. You can call in and ask your questions and share your thoughts at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Richard Lebrun, you've written to the State Bureau of Food Distribution. What's been their response to your concerns?
Their response has been, we hear your concerns, but this is our decision and that's what we're going to do.
Is there any possibility that this can be reversed or amended?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, they've set the effective date of this to be July the 1st. So we have a few months before this is actually going to occur. And we would really like to see the Florida Department of Agriculture rethink what they're doing here in Southwest Florida.
So is the Department of Agriculture just kind of had a meeting in their office and made these decisions and it looked at the numbers and kind of that's how it kind of came down? It wasn't a legislative process or anything like
no,
that?
No, there's no legislative process here. This is blanket money that the state federal government gives the state of Florida, and the state of Florida has pretty much open opportunity to allocate it in any way they see fit.
It's up to their discretion.
It's up to their discretion. Yeah. They certainly didn't consult with us or anybody else in the community that we're aware of in making this decision.
So Ashley Jones with the Salvation Army of Collier, how do you feel as the person who's kind of on the front lines, really? You go right up to the front door. When you hear about decisions that are being made in Tallahassee on paper, when you're face-to-face with these people who are likely to go hungry after June 30th as a result of these kinds of decisions, what does that
It's very devastating and as well as frustrating because we're the ones that have to give the message to the seniors that are in need. And again, they just don't know where else to turn. They really relied on this program. It's been in existence and good standing for 2 years. And so I just don't know where the seniors are going to turn. As we mentioned, there's mobility issues, transportation issues. So simply saying going to another food bank may not be the solution because they may not have the way to get there.
And that other food bank may not have, you know, the ability to take on additional people too. And then, Terry LaMaine, what's been the reaction in your office as this news has come down? Were the people working in your office, working with you, were they surprised?
My board of directors, my staff, and our volunteers were very heartbroken. This is one of our favorite programs that we see immediate results when the clients come to pick up their packages. And due to the popularity that Richard was talking about, we had 7 clients sign up for this program. 4 on Friday and 3 on Monday. Now we have to turn them away.
And I think that didn't – I think there are several on a waiting list, correct?
And there are, we have over 300 seniors on the waiting list in Southwest Florida for this program.
Yeah. Do you think that the Bonita Springs Assistance Office is going to be able to overcome this shortfall? Or are you going to try to redirect or maybe try to come up with other, you know, grassroots ways to do your own boxes? Or is that anything on the planning table, or are you still just trying to recover from the shock?
We reacted very quickly. We have wonderful partners with the Harry Chapin Food Bank and our United Way. And most of all, our number one partner is our community. Our community supports us. And once the word gets out, which the word has already gotten out in our small town of Bonita, we will have supporters and we will find a way to make sure that those seniors will get that necessary food. But we do want to really talk to the people that can hopefully keep the program that Harry Chapin Food Bank has been providing for us because it's shelf-stable, it's nutritious, it's packaged well, the fruits, the vegetables. This isn't what people in my era think of, a government block of cheese that they used to hand out. This is good stuff. But to answer your question, we will persevere. We will continue to feed because not everybody lives behind the gates in Bonita Springs, and we do have a hunger issue with our seniors.
Yeah. We have a call coming in from Rosa, who's in Hendry County. Rosa, what would you like to say?
Hi. Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. You guys mentioned that Collier County would be cut with a budget, but you guys only mentioned Naples. Now, Immokalee is also part of Collier County. My grandmother and my grandpa both, they're in their 70s, both disabled, have to purchase, you know, their medication with their money, their income, their set income. They have to pay their rent, their light, their phone. My grandpa is able to drive, thank God, because, you know, they got the insurance. But they also depend on this food monthly. You know, we live in the Bell. We're only able to go over there whenever we can to help, but we are unable to purchase their food, you know, monthly because we're ourselves, you know, having to do that with our families. So this is a big blow, you know, for my grandparents who depend on this food monthly.
Yeah, we were talking about... Yeah, we were talking about Collier County. I was talking about the misperception of it being just Naples, where there may not be problems. But yeah, Collier County is much bigger than just one city. You're correct. So Ashley Jones with Salvation Army of Collier, this is probably going to be pretty impactful for Immokalee.
Absolutely. 33% of Immokalee residents, 60 years of age or over, are on food stamps. And so as you can see, there's a great number that relies on this, as well as the average Social Security income in Immokalee is $10,373 a year. And 19% of the seniors in Immokalee live alone. So as you can imagine, I go back to this could be a life-saving measure because it could – the money that they would use to buy food, they can now use to pay their rent. They can use to pay their utilities. So again, this is really going to have a coupling effect on many different programs, especially and it's going to affect the seniors negatively.
Are there – I want to ask Richard, do you know – are there any other programs that these seniors might qualify for?
I'm sure there are. They I'm sure, qualify for food stamps. That's about $16 a month. There are other programs where we provide food to food pantries, et cetera, that they can probably qualify for too. Those programs are already there. If these seniors have access to them, they're probably already using them. So what we're really looking at here is a net reduction in the available food aid for seniors across Southwest Florida. And, you know, I want to follow on something that Terry said. Certainly, we're going to do everything in our power to try to minimize the impact of this. But just to give a sense of scale, this is over 1 million pounds of food a year into Southwest Florida that is going away.
Yeah, and I wanted to point out also, I remember hearing figures during a fund drive I participated in a while back that they did the math and they showed that Harry Chapin's able to stretch a dollar for some food further than most people because of the size of the organization. I mean, is that ability to – that purchasing power, is that going to go away if somebody else tries to take up any of these cases?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we'll be fine at the Harry Chapin Food Bank, but the
no,
loss...
No, not your ability to stretch those dollars. But, you know, if somebody else were to take over some of these cases, like a different organization was going to take on any of these cases.
I think – no, I think any other organization in Southwest Florida is going to really struggle to try and duplicate the capability that we have to get food to, you know, feed so many folks. So I don't think that's really an angle, but, you know – we're going to work as hard as we can to try to make sure we take care of these seniors. I just don't understand the rationale behind the decision, and I wish the department would reconsider.
Have you heard from other parts of the state that are having funding moving out of their area? Have they had any other reactions, or is this really kind of –
There is no other area in the state that is losing funding. We were the only area in the state
really?
That had this program, and we're the only ones losing funding. Everybody else is gaining funding.
So you piloted the program here for 2 years.
Correct.
And now that it's doing well here, they're putting it throughout the rest of the state.
Correct.
And taking it out of here.
Correct.
Now that you have 2,300 people that are dependent on it.
Correct.
Well, when do your April boxes go out?
They've already started.
They've already started out? So mm-hmm. the people
We'll be
are...
distributing them all month, but they've started.
What did you write in the notification to these seniors that they're going to get in their box?
Well, we wrote a note telling them that we were devastated that this was going to happen and that you know, we were trying to see if we could find a way to have the decision changed and urging them to get in touch with their, you know, their partner agency that they're picking up with or United Way 211 and to look for other sources of food, you know, and to if they felt so inclined to contact folks about the program and the change that they should go ahead and do that.
Have you had any feedback from anybody? Ashley, no, you haven't heard anything yet?
No, I have not heard anything yet. However, our senior distribution day is Thursday morning.
So that'll be when people, unless they're listening
now. And to add, Julie, ours will start on Thursday, but I'd like to read a quote from one of the seniors I reached out to. Mm-hmm. Mary Felix, a senior living in Naples, shared with the recent rise in housing costs coupled with her SNAP benefits, which are food stamps, being reduced. She's forced to seek additional support in the form of food from agencies. Receiving food from the Community Supplemental Food Program was what she needed to get through for the month. Now that it's gone, I don't know where to turn. So these are just stories that are going to continue to come in. You know, picture a senior coming up to the door with their wire basket, you know, is in line networking with everyone. It's not only a way to get food, but it's also a health and wellness check. They, you know, they learn from each other. They make friends with each other. They've enrolled in some of our Salvation Army senior programs. So, again, this program is so much more than just a feeding program to all of us.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there for now. I want to thank you all for coming in, and we'll be keeping an eye on developments if anything changes. And thanks to our guest, Richard LaBear, the president and CEO of Harry Chapin Food Bank, and Ashley Jones with the Salvation Army of Naples and Collier, and also Terry LeMain with Bonita Springs Assistance Office. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this important subject with us today. Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith and directed by Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.